And we'll move into the regular agenda item number three, report and possible discussion on survey for Possum Kingdom. John Dixon, property administrator. John?
Thank you, Chairman DeCluitt. My name is John Dixon. I'm the property administrator for the Brazos River Authority. This is a report item. Back in May, the board directed us to go out for an RFP for a survey firm to start conducting surveys at Possum Kingdom. We issued that and had a very good response. We had 16 firms send in their requests for qualifications. The 16 were very well qualified. After we received those, the BRA goes through an internal scoring process. We did that. We invited the top three firms in to interview and make presentations. I believe those went very well. And after our selection and grading process, if we go to the next slide, we had a firm, ServDom, that we selected to begin our surveying at Possum Kingdom. As you can see, there's a few items about ServDom. Sorry about that. There's some items about ServCom. They're located in Houston. They have a Fort Worth office. We feel that they are very qualified. They have the technical expertise and the manpower to begin our survey project at PK and to continue through the duration of it. Since we selected ServCom, we'll begin now the development of a scope and fee. What we envision is a multi-phased contract with ServCom that will include different phases. If you could go to the next map, Possum Kingdom Lake, as you know, the black is land not owned by Brazos River Authority. The green is land owned by Brazos River Authority that's included in the FERC project area. There'll be areas of the lake, say upriver here, that right now are not of prime importance for us to be surveying. We'll have to do this before we relicense, but this is airboat country, not a lot of activity, so we'll maybe put that into a later phase. What we are concerned about in the next slide, please, are some areas where the Brazos River Authority has cottage sites, FERC boundary, and other issues. As you can see, the blue, what you see is a blue line, is actually a blue dot, and that's a cottage site lease. The yellow is Brazos River Authority property that is outside of what is called the FERC project area. You know, we have a hydro facility at the dam that requires us to have a FERC license, which requires project area. So there's your three areas. You have the cottage sites, FERC project area in green, and then BRA land in yellow that's not in the FERC project area. The first phase of the contract, the first phase of the contract, there are a couple of different lines and items that we would like to see surveyed. I'm going to explain them here, and then I'm going to go to another side that's got a little more detail. We want to survey the areas where there are blue dots, cottage sites. We want to survey the area. Y'all got to excuse me, my hand's shaking a little bit. Right here, that FERC boundary. We want to survey that. Most of the survey activity is going to go to about Carter Bend. There are a few isolated areas up the river that we would have to access to survey a lot or two that we have there. Those are the areas that we want to survey. If you go to the next slide, I've got a little more detail. Hopefully this can explain a little bit. We'll have the surveyor survey this 1,000-foot contour. The FERC project area, where there are established cottage sites, is generally 25 to 50 feet from that 1,000-foot line. That's going to be that line right there. We're going to have those two lines surveyed. In addition, where we have a FERC public use area, we're going to survey that line. And then we're going to survey the back or the landward BRA property line. That's not the 1,000-foot, not the 25, but a BRA line that was established probably back in the late 1930s or early 1940s. Another part of phase one that we would like to have surveyed are the improvements that may extend over into this FERC project area, or improvements that extend onto the BRA property from the landward or the back BRA property line. So in our first phase, what we envision, the 1,000-foot line, the 25-foot setback, the FERC public use area, the landward BRA back property line, and these improvements. The survey effort's going to take quite a bit of communication. We'll communicate with FERC. The surveying that we're going to begin right now, we want to be integrated so that we can use portions of it for our relicense in 2019. We want this surveying that we do right now to be GIS and computer capable. We want all that integrated. We want to be able to pull up a certain area and get it on the computer. Right now, we're trying to make sure we get all that incorporated. In our correspondence with FERC, I heard quite a bit of conversation on this. We learned that the 25-foot setback, this line right here, is not a static line. It's dynamic. It moves quite a bit. If you could go to the next slide, one reason we're particularly interested in getting that line surveyed is that I just picked a level. Say the lake right here is at 996, that could be today. In 1940, when the BRA purchased property, here was the 1,000-foot contour. Since that time, that 1,000-foot may have eroded back. It might be back here. It moves. We need to start documenting. Our survey efforts right now will help that. We can integrate that into GIS and really have some good data to move forward with. One reason that's important, because somewhere up here there's probably a cottage site, and there's that 25-foot buffer zone up here. As this 1,000-foot moves, so does that 25-foot. So we need to get a handle on where that 1,000-foot is in front of the cottage sites. This survey project will help us with that. We'll be setting vertical and horizontal control. We hope to have a scope and fee negotiated within the next 60 days, and then have surveyors on the ground by the end of the year or the first of next year. As I mentioned, we're going to have quite a bit of communication with FERC. Also, we'll have to communicate with the lessees. You'll see survey personnel out there. They'll all be in labeled trucks. They'll have shirts on. We want to communicate and let y'all know where they are, what their plans are. Any correspondence y'all have with us, my phone's certainly available to call. Just feel free to. But we're going to keep the lines of communication very open. I guess I could open it up for questions. One thing that I would like to stress that I forgot to in the first, our qualifications, our RFP process, it's a qualifications-based. It's not a price-based. The firms that submitted, I really felt fortunate. We had 16 really qualified firms. It was a hard decision that the process went through, but I think we've got a firm that will really do us a good job. I'm excited about this project. It's something we've needed for a long time, and looks like we're fixing to get started. So I can open it up for questions.
Is it going to be a first order or a second order survey? Is it going to be a first order or a second order survey?
First order?
Yeah. First order survey, the degree of error is very extreme and very contrite as it uses GIS and GPS surveys. Second order is error is like 1 in 10,000. First order is 1 in 100,000. So, yeah, I mean, it's according to what you're paying for, you know. If you're surveying downtown Houston, it's a first order survey. If you're surveying out there in the country, it's like a third order survey. So, I mean, depends on your survey, what you're asking for.
And I think in our negotiations, that order of accuracy, sometimes when this 1,000-foot encroaches and there may be a building right there, that's going to be pretty important to us.
You may look up in the Texas survey book a manual, as you say, you might want a first order survey, and that'll give them the qualifications in your RFP. You might ask them, too, if they're going to give GPS and GIS, too. I'm a registered surveyor, so that's
yes, sir. And we'll get that cleared up. Our accuracy in the field, like I say, the 1,000 foot and that 25, we're going to need to be relatively accurate. But as far as it's going to be a 1, 2, or 3, I couldn't tell you right
okay,
now.
Okay, but they will give you GIS maps. GIS maps.
GIS, yes. We want to be able to integrate whatever they have with our department and with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
As a matter of fact, FERC is putting us to where we have to meet those standards to when we apply our license.
Any other questions for John? John, thank you.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Sorry about the nervousness.
John.